In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
It is Beat the Streak Daily for Friday, the 5th of August, and the leadoff hitter for the Contact Kings of Cleveland starts off this hitting podcast as he should.
Chopped up the middle. It has eyes. And Stephen Kwan extends his hitting streak to 18 games. Hedges to third. With two down.
Well, that a boy. Way to keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling? That's the best thing to do when you got a hitting streak. Wait a minute. That's our line from the open. We feel you, Rick Manning. There's only so many ways to refer to a hitting streak. Kwan is at 18 games. Imagine how many synonyms and euphemisms you would need if you got close to Joe DiMaggio's 56. Good morning, everybody. Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth for Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits, we take a look at the state of the streak as we do every weekday morning here. See who is chasing Kyoshi Lotus 26 at 45 for the high streak of the year. Our top streaker is Sean 36 at 41. It's getting real. Getting real up in here. This is the essence of Beat the Streak. On a day and night full of big homers by serious sluggers, and we'll get to some of that later, Sean 36 gets to 41 via two excellent hitters making super weak contact. A double down, and you'll hear both highlights. First, Freddie Freeman, and then Yordan Alvarez.
Jam shot. And a hit.
Magic Wandu.
There's a ground ball up the middle. And off the glove of Ramirez and into center field. And Yordan Alvarez as the third hit of the night for Houston.
Those were unexciting. A ground ball with eyes from Alvarez and a gork from Freeman. For each of them, it was their only hit of the day. Sean 36 is at 41, 5 off of Kyoshi Lotus 26, and just 16 away from $5.6 million. Don't panic, Sean. Don't panic. M. Todd 71 is close behind at 37. He had Freeman as well. Four streakers at 34, including drunk as Hull. I have never once interviewed Brett Hull, so I can't speak for his sobriety as I can for his old man. And we have a colleague at what, 15, Ryan Porth?
Joey Capone, who hosts the Inside the Monster podcast, talking all things Red Sox. He also handles a lot of the social media graphics that you see if you follow us on Twitter at BTS Daily MLB. And he is at 15.
Which is higher than your high for the season.
Correct.
Higher than my high for the season.
He also had Yordan Alvarez last night.
Go ahead, Joey. Keep it rolling. It's the best thing to do when you're on a hitting streak. Here's what we learned yesterday. The Padres broadcasters are downright giddy. Don Orsillo and Mark Mudcat Grant. I mean, look, they've got a juggernaut, an owner in go-for-it mode. They have a packed house. And they have Juan Soto getting extra base hits that fall between Colorado outfielders as well.
Putting it off Juan Soto here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fly ball to right center field. Back goes Daza. He'll have room. And they drop the ball. Soto's headed for third base. He'll get there. Blackman, Daza, I got it. You take it. No, neither of us will.
Did I just hear they call that a triple?
I believe they did. No contact, I guess.
Mom's happy.
Kyle Freeland loves it.
Really, yeah, show up your players more. Yeah. There you go. That'll go well over the clubhouse.
Those two giggling as Rockies pitcher Kyle Freeland angrily flails his arms in frustration. Look, it's all fun and games for Cillo and Grant and the Padres when you trade for Juan freaking Soto.
Do you notice they didn't drop a slam Diego last night?
It wasn't a grand slam. But
slam Diego because he's in slam Diego.
Did I mention
he's in slam Diego? He's in slam Diego. That's why he's in slam Diego.
Unbelievable. Am I jealous? Yes. The answer is yes. Two bombers to discuss before we get to our picks on Beat the Streak Daily. A 6-run eighth inning for maybe the most impressive collection of hitters on one team right now, headlined by this guy on a 15-game hit streak.
Crushed to left field, and it is gone! A classic Vladimir Guerrero Jr. home run, getting out of here in a heartbeat, and it is 9-2.
I think that one is up there when it comes to exit velocity. Didn't overswing, took his time, waited for that thing to break, and then turned it around 115 miles an hour off the bat on a line, and the Blue Jays have broken it wide open.
What an enjoyably violent swing by the big man. That team, dude, like... I mean, Matt Chapman's been on fire lately. Teoscar Hernandez homered again. We know what Bo Bichette can do when he's rolling. And now the bench has Kevin Biggio and Whit Merrifield. I mean, they're ridiculous. That bullpen can do its job. They're going to be frightening in the playoffs. And then there was this unicorn, part of an emblematic barrage in a loss.
Well, that is absolutely crossed towards left center field. Courtesy look. And he's gone! Homer for Shohei Ohtani, his 23rd. Halos on the board, 1-0.
13th home run of the season in this ballpark for Shohei. Slugging over 540. That's why he's in the lineup. 106 miles per hour exit velocity for home run number 23. Unbelievable. Segoy, Shohei.
Ohtani would hit another one later. The Angels hit 7 solo homers. They're the first team in history to score at least 7 runs in a game and have every run come on a solo homer. And they lost. Only 5 other times in MLB history as a team at 7 home runs and lost. Let's just recap the Angels season for a second. They've got 2 of the best players in the game who, when healthy, have been playing very, very well in Trout and Ohtani. They threw a no-hitter during the year, had a cycle with Jared Walsh, threw an immaculate inning with Reed Detmers, and they started out 21-11. Then they went 23-50, including a 14-game losing streak. They've had 4 different managers, and now they have the most home runs in a loss in the history of Major League Baseball. They are a laughingstock.
That sums up the LA Angels of Anaheim, of California.
Emblematic, indeed. It is Beat the Streak Daily. Our picks are coming next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some fantastic weekend series are looming in MLB. Astros and Guardians in Cleveland continues. The Braves and the Mets in New York continues, as do the Blue Jays and Twins in Toronto. Add in the Yankees in St. Louis, which is a rarity, and Padres-Dodgers in L.A. for the first time since the Soto trade. That is a great late-night option for those of us who watch from bed and occasionally text each other about Beat the Streak.
I don't know who you're talking
about. I don't know either, man. Just be ready, okay? We always give you a daily stay away. Dylan Cease has been filthy for a good long time here. Pitcher of the month in June, then didn't make the All-Star team, and then pitcher of the month in July, and now he gets Texas, and the White Sox need him. I would stay away from the Rangers.
You stay away, I stay away.
The fourth pick is on an 8-game hitting streak. What you got, Ryan?
I thought about Jose Abreu again because Jose Abreu is just on fire, and it's his month.
Yes.
But I'm leaning on Baseball Savant for the fourth pick today. Zach Greinke starts tonight for the Royals. He's in the second percentile for expected batting average. He's in the sixth percentile for expected slugging. They're facing the Red Sox. Rafael Devers is in the 96th percentile for expected batting average and in the 97th percentile for expected slugging. Greinke gave up 29 hits in 24 innings in July. I have a hard time believing Devers does not get a hit tonight off of Greinke or the Royals bullpen that has the second highest batting average against in Major League Baseball.
Good stuff. Time for my daily double A. Herman Marquez going for the Rockies. He's fourth worst in MLB in terms of hits per nine. Maybe he ought to have his own day. Herman Marquez day. Is there room on the calendar? The Diamondbacks at home against Marquez. Give me the kid Alec Thomas, who at 271, hits 271 off righty, excuse me. He's got 21 hits over his last 30 days. He's your best lefty option against Herman Marquez. And anecdotally, Mookie Betts homered yesterday. He's 7-for-19 in his career against Sean Manaea. I'll be watching Padres-Dodgers tonight. Might as well have my favorite guy in on that one. Let's go. I'll text you, Ryan, depending on that one.
I'll be texting you, too, when Rafi Devers hits one about 500 feet off of your boy, Zach Greinke.
Okay, I'll try to not pay too much attention to that while I'm on a date with my wife. It's the Weekender all weekend long. What should people be looking at there, Mr. Porth?
All right, the White Sox are in Texas, where the Rangers have three very average right-handed pitchers starting this weekend. Glenn Otto tonight, Dane Dunning on Saturday, Spencer Howard on Sunday. Jose Abreu, as we've detailed in the last couple days, he is at his very best in the month of August, and this season he has been better against righties and on the road. So look at Jose Abreu if you're needing someone for this weekend.
Saturday is Patrick Corbin Day and Antonio Senzatella Day. That means it's Petronio Senzacorbin Day.
Woo!
And Petronio Senzacorbin Porth is going to be the second born for Ryan. Patrick Corbin and the Nats are in Philly. Alec Bohm is 5-for-14 lifetime against Corbin with two homers. Senzatella and the Rockies in Arizona. Josh Rojas, Christian Walker, Ketel Marte all have career batting averages of 400 or higher versus Senzatella.
Big Padres-Dodgers series. You mentioned it earlier. Sunday night, Yu Darvish gets the ball for the Padres. Trey Turner at 429 and Freddie Freeman at 375. Both have had great success in their careers against Darvish. However, Mookie Betts is only 3-for-20 in his career against Darvish. So don't play Betts on Sunday.
And then we got to stay away for you on Sunday. Braves and Mets, two big-time arms facing off. It's Jacob deGrom, who was amazing in his debut the other day, and National League Rookie of the Year favorite Spencer Strider, who struck out everybody last time he was out. Strider has given up 40 hits in 62-plus innings. DeGrom, a career batting average against of 202 when it comes to the Braves. That's your Weekender. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Klayman at Major League Baseball. This is Matt Spiegel telling you to rate, review, subscribe, spread the word. Don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. It's all inside the MLB Play app. There's a bunch of cool games in there. Here's hoping that all your guys, all weekend long, and especially ours, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!